faith has a little bit, have elements like this. But what if the people behind you aren't the kind of people you can trust? Let us try reframing the faith questions differently. What would you love to try if you knew you couldn't fail? Think about it. What would you like to try if you know that it couldn't fail? What would you like to try in your life? What would you like to contribute in the world, in a very broken and troublesome world that we live in today, if you know it can fail? This is actually not my question, it's a great open-ended question that counselors like to ask, because it prompts us to cast our gaze beyond our present circumstances and challenges. Elements in our lives that, while perhaps real, often cast a larger than necessary shadow. Researchers has shown that we are evolutionarily wired to overestimate risk and danger because, well, in the ancient days of a harsh environment, underestimating risk and danger can be deadly. But we are no longer living in tribal nomadic society. But this strand of DNAs continue to be with, I would say, all of us. We generally overestimated risk and danger. But God has a different way of inviting us to this exciting adventure of co-creating and renewing the world. Our story with God did not begin with God commanding us to undertake a demanding and seemingly impossible task. Instead, our story began in a garden of great abundance and beauty, a place where we are left to enjoy and delight in the presence of God. In our gospel reading from Luke today, Jesus, after telling his anxious and insecure followers not to worry about what to eat and drink and about what to wear, by considering how God cares for the ravens in the air and dresses the lilies of the fields. Unfortunately, we didn't get to hear this part because, oddly, the lectionary omitted these important linking verses between last week's readings and today's. And then Jesus went on saying, "Instead, seek God's kingdom, and all these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Our ability to trust in God is built on Jesus' promise that it is God's good pleasure and heart's desire to give us all good things. It may be difficult to believe at first, but every time when we get to experience some dimensions of this promise being mediated in our own lives, our trust in God grows a bit farther. What am I talking about? I mean, when we are in a safe place where we experience unconditional love and compassion, when we are affirmed of being a beloved one by a friend, a mentor, or an advocate. an Episcopal priest down in the States and also a theologian's Reverend Patrick Chan said in his book Radical Love and Introductions to Queer Theology. She prefaced the book by sharing a little bit of his personal life. He said, "When I met and fell in love with my husband Michael, something radical happened. I experienced the boundaries between myself and the outside world dissolving in a way that I had never experienced before. The boundaries that had separated me from the other people in the past, intellectually, emotionally, physically, they all became fluid. Radical love, I contend, is a love so extreme that it dissolves our existing boundaries, whether they are boundaries that separate us from other people, that separate us from preconceived notions of sexuality and gender identity, or that separate us from God." This morning, we are invited to think about how God has in your life have touched you in such a way that former boundaries that separate you from others dissolves. Before going further, I want to say that boundaries is not necessarily a bad thing. Boundaries are there to keep us safe. So healthy boundaries keeps us and community safe from harms. However, this world has set up a lot of unhealthy boundaries that were there not to protect, but to separate and discriminate. When Patrick was talking about boundaries dissolving, he was talking about boundaries that separate him from others, separate him from the loving God who loves him and all of us and the whole creation into existence by an everlasting love. Want to share another story? The clicker, can we move on to the next slide, please? Yesterday at the Langley Pry, there was a session called The Really Gay History Tour by Glenn. Glenn apparently operates a walking tour in the West End that tells the true gay history of our nations, beginning with the indigenous people's notions of two-spiritedness. And I learned a lot through this super condensed virtual versions that he walked us through the tour, just through images, right? But I learned something I've never heard before about this person, Ted North. Next slide, please. Ted North was a Canadian drag queen and gay civil rights activist. He advocated for the decriminalization of homosexuality in Canada in the 1950s and 60s. For those who have lived long in love, those were not friendly days when you are a homosexual, or if you are try to express anything outside the norm of normal norms of understandings. And in the year 1958, North and four other drag queens organized their first protest on the step of the Vancouver Courthouse, which is now the Vancouver Art Gallery in downtown. At this protest and many subsequent protests, North was always attend in full drag due to the attention gathered by the then illegal act of dressing up in drag. But he was brilliant. He played with the laws and make sure that he has three pieces of men's clothing in his pockets, actually in her bra. So that when police confronted her, she could show them the three pieces of clothing. And during the 60s, North helped organize a national letter-writing campaign that caught the attentions of then NDP leader Tommy Douglas, as well as Justice Minister Pierre Elliott Trudeau. And through these connections and years of continued steadfast advocacy, Bill C-150 was eventually passed in 1969, and homosexuality was officially decriminalized across Canada. Back to the earlier questions. What would something you would do if you know it will not fail? I'm sure Ted could totally look at the focus on the risk and obstacle and the risk of being arrested and being in prisons when she do this advocacy, but she is able to look at it in a different way, in the eyes of faith, in the eyes of something that she may not even see that may happen during her lifetime. So why am I sharing these stories? These experiences allowed us to freely give ourselves to the service of God, to care for others, to lose ourselves in service, to dissolve boundaries in our lives and in the world that continues to separate people from each other, and in all the ways, and in all these ways, find our security and confidence not in the worldly craving generated by the economy rooted in extraction, consumption, and accumulation of earthly possessions, but rather in our relationship with God, which invited us to live in a radical Sabbath economies that we've been talking about of redistributive justice, so that everyone will find a place at the banquet table of our loving Creator. Are you in? May that be so. Happy Pride.